Oh no, I was off time. I was going to copy you there, but I couldn't. I couldn't jump in.
Finish me.
Oh, whoa.
Wait.
All right. This is the kind of Mortal Kombat I could get behind.
Yeah, baby.
Finish me. Finish me. Please. I'm so fucking close.
Instead of KO, it's it just says
come.
Close. Oh, they'd be like, close.
Close. Coming.
All right, well, welcome back, everybody, to Bad Film Good, the podcast where we come. No. Anybody new listening to this, this isn't a smut podcast, but it went well. It's the podcast where we look at poorly rated movies, and of course, as always, we ask the question, is this bad film good?
Is that meant finish to be it. Like a finish it? Yeah.
I don't know, it's just like, yeah, they just... Instead of fatality,
no,
they're just
good.
Like,
it's nice. It's nice.
Is it good? Bad film good. But my name, as always, as if it's going to change, is Declan.
And I'm Aiden, which is a play on, which is a good joke because the character's called Raiden.
Oh, instead of I thought you were saying Raiden, that your name is Aiden. Which is a good play on Aiden. And it's just, that's it.
Yeah. It's Aiden.
And, yeah, but in case you hadn't guessed, today we will be looking at
Hitman.
The film Hitman Agent Mortal Kombat. No, we'll be looking at Mortal Kombat Annihilation.
Yeah.
Ooh, nice. So not only will we be continuing the theme of... watching a film that is a sequel to a film that we haven't previously talked about on the podcast, but also continuing the theme on my end of watching a film that is a sequel to a film that I just haven't seen.
Yeah, baby. Me neither.
So,
I literally, I'll jump ahead to one of my notes real quick.
And damn, it says, unheard of?
I know, unheard of. Unprecedented, but hey.
You saw it here first.
It says, I think I've discovered my new favorite thing is watching sequels without watching the previous film. I have no idea what's happening or who these people are, and it's great.
Yeah. We should rename it to, like, Bad Sequel Good.
Bad Sequel, what the fuck, who are they?
Yeah. Or bad film good, colon, the sequels. Thank you.
Oh God, that's me done for the day.
I reckon you can take the rest of the podcast, I think. All right. I'm signing off.
So but as always, before we get into it, Aiden, why don't you tell us what is Mortal Shrekking this week? Ah, yes. Thank you, Declan.
I like how well you're carrying this on, actually. I think you're doing this a little too well. Aiden, why don't you tell us what is Shrek combating?
We were just talking about AI
week.
Replacing jobs,
no.
And I've got some ideas.
Oh, no. We need to put it back in its place. Over with French Aiden in the corner.
No! God's sake. That was your fault.
Summoned him back.
He was just doing his own thing, watching Downton Abbey in the corner.
What do they call it? Downton Abbey.
Downton Abbey. You're watching it. I've put it on. Fuck me. Look what you've done.
Right. What's some Shrek this week? Thank you. Can't replace me, I think. Thank you very much.
Oh, okay, we'll see. this is an article from Digital Fix. And it says, Spider-Man 3's Snow Patrol song was rejected by Shrek.
Wow, that's loaded.
That is fucking loaded.
That is loaded.
This article is like, it's kind of one of the ones where it's like, as you know, Spider-Man As you know, Snow Patrol was a song in Spider-Man, and you're like, was it?
Oh. Yeah, I didn't know. I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, yeah. So, let's get into it. Spider-Man 3 had to make do with Shrek the Third's sloppy musical seconds because Snow Patrol originally wrote Signal Fire for the Big Green Ogre. This is fucking wild and incredible. So, Spider-Man 3 is not a good Spider-Man movie, no matter what young people will tell you. How dare you...
Sorry, yeah, so we're talking about Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man 3.
Yes.
Right, sure. Yes. I don't know if they were just calling No Way Home Spider-Man 3 for some reason.
No.
Right.
Spider-Man 3 is not a good
also,
Spider-Man
how
movie.
Dare you?
How dare you? So, this is... So, we've had Scott Tobias, and then we had another guy, which I've forgotten.
Well, we just had Scott Tobias again.
Yeah, Scott Tobias
again.
Somebody
else.
Yeah, and now, else. I think we found a new arch nemesis. And his name is Tom Percival. So we've got Scott Tobias of the
Little
Times,
Tommy P.
or The Independent, whichever one it was. And this...
The Guardian, I think, wasn't it?
Guardian. Yeah, The Guardian. And this, Tom Percival from The Digital Fix, fuck you.
Yeah. What the hell, man? You can't just go attacking us deep in the center of our hearts like that.
Look, you may think me saying fuck you to a man I've never met before is uncalled for. Wait till you hear what he has to say next. The story lacks focus.
What he says next will surprise you.
The story.
Read number four will surprise
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
Shock horror. Gone sexual.
Type in your email to find out what it says.
Give us the three numbers on the back of the credit card.
What's your mum's maiden name? Tell us, it'd be funny.
Also, like, where'd she live?
The story lacks focus. The villains are thinly sketched, and its tone is uneven. There were eerily warning signs, though, that the action movie's production was more troubled than we know. No, we don't mean the alleged studio interference that Crowbaird... I've never heard that saying before.
Sounds familiar, but I don't know. We'll fly with it.
Yeah, yeah. So studio interference that Crowbaird Venom and the black suit into the film. Have we talked about this on the pod?
Yeah, we did the film. Episode.
Yeah. Oh no! Probably. I spilled my Stella.
Oh, he's on the fucking Stella again. I've told you about that.
It's so I can keep a French alien in line. Yeah, they put Venom and the black suit into the film and Sam Raimi didn't want it anyway. We mean the song that accompanied its release. You see, both Spider-Man and its sequel were released alongside absolute bangers. Nickelback's Hero and Vindicated by Dashboard. Or Dashboard Confessional, respectively. I've never heard of that.
No.
While the third in the trilogy got Signal Fire by Snow Patrol. Honestly, I'd write something mean about Signal Fire, but it's so forgettable that thinking of something to say about it is nearly impossible. It's like a hotel carpet in that it's entirely and completely unremarkable in such a way you'd presume it was deliberate. Worst of all,
I was going to say, isn't that them saying something about it?
Oh, fuck.
We got him.
I got him.
I got him.
Yeah, fucking take that, Tom Percival. And go.
Little Tommy P.
Tommy P. Yeah, why don't you just go fuck off with Scott Tobias? Got him.
Got him.
Take him away, boys. Worst of all, it wasn't even written for Spider-Man 3. It was written for the animated movie Shrek the Third. As drummer Johnny Quinn told Pop Matters at the time, Shrek didn't like it, but Spider-Man did. Spider-Man may have the proportional strength and speed of a spider, but he clearly didn't inherit their musical talent because, as everyone knows, they are good with songs because webs like their strings. Get it?
Oh, fuck off.
This is...
Fuck you.
He's not coming after Shrek, but I'm just as angry.
Yeah. Yeah.
For the writing
that
alone.
That strings thing. You had to jump about through, like, five hoops to get there.
Yeah, no, fuck you.
We like our wordplay. Short and simple. Don't make me work for it.
Fuck you. Fuck because you, Tom spiders,
I was like, why is a spider musical? Oh, because what, like its webs are like, they're like kind of like strings, like a, you know, like a stringed instrument, and that means that they're... don't want it.
Boo.
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 I'll get my own Stella now.
Boo.
I'm just kidding, I have some water.
Yeah, I'll drink the Stella for you, love.
Yeah, go on, get it down, you mate.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Well, sir, equal rights. Don't think so, love.
No. Oh, no. We've got to put them away again. Oh, yeah, Stella Aiden.
Stella Aiden's got to go back.
Stella
in the
Aiden's getting cancelled again.
At least French Aiden can sit quietly in the corner. I thought he'd learnt his lesson.
As long as you stick the footy on.
Yeah.
He doesn't make a sound.
Yeah. Misogyny, I love it. Oh, is that footy? Woo! He's gone. But yeah, let's fucking get into this banger of a film.
Yeah, let's go straight into it. Roundabout, anyway, because as always, we do a little bit beforehand, and I'm not stalling for time while I pull it up on my phone, because I made the notes on my phone this time, again, because I couldn't be bothered to get my laptop out. And you know what? It's bloody warm. It's bloody warm today. So,
yeah, it's warm.
Not really an excuse, because we have, like, the perfect positioning with our flat being the other side, so we're always in the shade, or, like, when it matters.
And you've got 1,600 windows in your
flat.
We've
got so many windows. Yeah,
so,
it's a shame that we're going to be fucking, you know, kicked out because the landlord's selling it. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Look, point is, we watched this film on Amazon Prime, which described it as being the Outworld villains refusing to accept the outcome of the 10th Mortal Kombat tournament try the direct approach, storming Earth. Earth's last and only hope is the mighty martial arts warrior Liu Kang and his ferocious fighting friends.
So
I mean, yeah,
is it
kind of?
It was hard to follow.
Yeah,
but look, it was made in.
You could say that. I feel like, regardless of having, I mean, we'll get into it, but regardless of whether we'd watched the first film or not, I don't think it would have really changed much for us.
No, it was wild.
Give us some info.
Made in 1999, directed by John R. Leonetti, which is relevant because the first one was directed by what's his face, the Resident Evil guy, Wes Anderson.
Not Wes Anderson. It was directed by we've done it again.
We've done it again.
Yeah. It's Mortal Kombat, but he's just like, it's a Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
And he's just like, they're like, it's like the Mortal Kombat setting where it's like the actual games where it's, you know, the side on view and they're like stood there fighting, but except it's all like pastel
colors and
pastel colors and stuff, and it's all like they're kind of perfectly framed and they're not in fighting poses, they're just kind of stood there and they're facing the screen instead,
and it will go,
and it's like fight.
It will zoom into Jason Schwartzman's face and he goes, are you ready? And then it just does another zoom into Bill Murray's face and he's like, I guess. And then it zooms back into Jason Schwartzman's face. He's like, well, all right then. And then it's the side by side and they start fighting.
But it's like a really wide shot.
Yeah.
And they're like running at each other.
Yeah.
Man, we could make a Wes Anderson's film. I'm just saying.
Yeah, yeah. Seems pretty easy. AI can do it, so can we.
Yeah.
But what's his fucking name?
It
doesn't
is,
matter anyway.
It's
Stall. Yeah. Stall. Thank you for stalling.
Oh, sorry. I was in the middle of a yawn. Nothing was taking me out of that yawn.
Thank you.
I was looking for it as well. It, Paul W.S. Anderson.
Paul Wes Anderson, yeah.
Yeah, because it's just, it's Paul W.S. Anderson. So you're like, Wes Anderson.
It's Paul Wes Anderson, yeah.
It's Paul Wes Anderson, yeah. It's yeah, like yeah. Wish Wes Anderson. Oh, Paul.
Fuck's sake, we did that last week.
Man, I know, I'm just looking at like, because I type in the Resident Evil movies, like, because that's the quickest way to just find him. And it's just got the like list of all of the movies from 2002 to 2016. Hell and yeah. All of the like posters. For some reason, the second one is not on the same theme, but they're all just like progressively more like the actress is like looking more and more like silly. And it's just got the Umbrella logo behind her. And it's just like, super dramatic. I can't wait. We need to do this first. It's so funny.
Yeah, fucking cool. Ugh, but yeah, what were we talking about? Yeah, yeah. Stars Robin Sho, Talisa Soto, Brian Thompson, Sandra Heed, Lynn Red Williams, Steve Buscemi, Irina Pantaneva, and no, yeah, close enough. And James Remar. It had a budget of $30 million. Not bad. And it made just over $50 million. Not great. Yeah. It has 3.6 out of 10 on IMDb, 4% on Rotten Tomatoes, and only 11 Metacritic liked it. That's, oof. That's rough, yeah, baby.
That is rough. Those are rough numbers. Also, I'm just looking. There's, I don't remember seeing this, the ads and stuff for this. But there's Resident Evil Welcome to Raccoon City. And it's a movie that came out last year.
What?
But it's like, it's like a cast of like, you know, Umbrella Academy, the oldest, like the big guy in that.
No.
Have you not seen the Umbrella Academy?
No.
Have you not talked about this? Oh shit. It's good. I feel like you probably like it, maybe.
No, I've seen bits and pieces. I've been in the room while it's been on and it doesn't interest me.
Oh, fair enough. I'm trying to think what else he's in. I'll send you the link to it, but it's rated very poorly. It's like, the thing is, the audience score on Rotten Tomatoes is like 65%, but it's 30% on the tomato meter. And when I looked at like, if I go back one, where is it? I guess it's like Google reviews. I don't know where these reviews are coming from, but it's like a 2.7. But that's out of 5. But I mean, IMDb has it as like a 5.2, so it doesn't look great. It might be interesting to watch because the cast. I'm like, why? You've got like Robbie Amell,
but
as Chris Redfield, and oh yeah, Tom Hopper. That's his name.
But we can't watch it because it's not directed by John Wes Anderson.
That is so very true. Look at this link. Look at how long this link is that I'm sending to you right now. Just tell everybody how long that link is.
Yeah, it's pretty long.
Cool. Thanks, man. Right. What? So
yeah, it's plenty long. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines.
Crazy. Google is wild. Anyway, are we getting straight into it?
Yeah, let's just fucking get into it.
All right.
Because, thank you.
That's a
this
segment
is
noise.
Quite possibly one of the greatest starts to a film. Because, like, I mean, you can't fail. It's Mortal Kombat. It just, like, it does the credits. It goes, like, New Line Cinema. And then there's a bit of, like, dull silence, black void, and then it goes with the fucking Mortal Kombat logo, and it goes Mortal Kombat. You're like, yeah,
it's so loud as well. I had not adjusted my TV to compensate for it, and so it was just like, I was like, oh fucking hell, turn that down.
I was like, turn that shit up. Yeah. And it was all that same level of hype throughout the film.
Man. I mean, we start with, like, what I assume is... I don't know if it definitely immediately does pick up from the last film. It seems like it does.
I did various, like, brief research. I think it does. And most of the cast have been recast.
Oh, I love that. Do you know what? As long as it's not a film or a film, like, series or franchise that I actually care about, then I fucking love shit like that happening, where they just change them out, and then they're just like, nothing's changed, guys.
Yeah.
What's, what? This is, look, I'll say the name of the character so that you know who they are.
Yeah,
We'll just get on with it. You know what I mean?
It's like
it's not like Iron Man 2, where they change out Brody, and then he's just... Like, they do that well, where he just shows up and it's got a little meta joke. One of the few, I guess, until other shows and stuff, like, kind of the only meta thing Marvel's really done, like, at that point, where he's just like, Rhodey, you're here? And he's like, yep, it's me. I'm here. Let's just deal with it and move on. And you're like, yeah. Haha, because he's a different actor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because the original one is insane and tried to reinvent maths.
He came up with maths too. Hey, that man is a goddamn genius, and he has created maths too, all right? He's proven to the world that 1 × 1 = 2.
Because I cannot fucking wait to get... As soon as movie 43 comes up on, like, a streaming service, I cannot wait, because he's in that... And it's the only film of note that's terrible that he's in. And I can't wait to have an excuse to talk about 1 × 1 = 2. It's so good. But yeah, like this film is like a 90s Power Rangers episode. It's like, it's so... like, the acting is terrible. The action is sometimes, it's like a very 90s, or not even, it's like a 70s cowboy, you know, like cowboy cut sort of vibe.
Yeah.
And it's just like, some of the choreography and the kung fu is like, all right. And then other times, they're just like, two guys are just doing spin kicks, like, do four spin kicks in a row and not hitting each other. And you're just like, what is going on?
Or, like, somebody does, like, some move that looks like it was probably the actor that did it, and so there's not really much, like, force behind it. And then they cut to a different shot of that, of the character that they supposedly punched or kicked, flying across the room.
I love when they get, like, so Raiden is the only character I remember. I have you played any of the Mortal Kombats?
I mean, it's always been one of those ones where I've, like, played a bit at a friend's house, they knew all the moves and I knew nothing.
Yeah,
and I was like, hey,
same.
Can you give me, like, a second to just, like, try and figure out some of these controls, or, like, look at some of the combos and actually understand what to do? And they're just like, fucking sweep kick, punch, fatality. And I'm like... like this game.
They're doing the crazy moves, like, all the combos. They're like, X, Y, Y, B, 2, down, left, right, up. And then they do, like, their character. It does a cutscene, and the character, rips off your foot, shoves it down your mouth, and then, like, has sex with you for a bit. And it's just like... And then you're like, well, this is shit. And then eventually, towards the end of the night, you pick a character you like, and the character you like because you found that if you just press circle over and over again, they just can't get close to you. And then you somehow win a match, and they're like, let's play something else.
That's pretty much my Mortal Kombat
experience. That's my experience. I mean, so I don't know any of the characters, really.
I know some of them by name. I mean, obviously, Scorpion is like... I don't know if he's supposed to be... like the iconic character, but He seems to me, he is
the iconic character. Yeah, I mean, he's on some of the covers as well. So like,
yeah, because he's just like
him in Sub Focus. No, not Sub Focus. Sub Zero.
Sub Focus.
Yeah, you know, the DJ.
He's so distracted that he's in negative focus.
No, the DJ Sub Focus. You know, like. But yeah, there's him, there's the guy with the big mouth, there's the forearm lady.
But I thought it was a forearm guy.
There is a forearm guy, and he, I think he's in the first film.
Multiple people have forearms, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. But anyway, like,
her arms are terrible, but we'll, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, let's probably get into it, because,
So we pick up from the first film, right?
Pick up from the first film. They're like, we did it. We did a Mortal Kombat.
And we succeeded.
And then suddenly the sky opens and demons fall out of the sky. And
what's just people in like ninja Lycra costumes?
People in Lycra. Yeah.
They're like, oh no, the Lycra are coming.
and the guy's just like,
Raiden's
Kang?
Like the
His
old...
name's Kang.
What, Liu Kang?
No, there's Liu Kang, and then there's just Kang.
Oh, Shao Kang.
Oh, Shao Kang. But everyone calls him Kang in this.
Kang the Conqueror? This is actually...
oh my god, this is MCU.
Yeah, this is MCU. this is direct MCU content.
I mean... Wow. I won't go there.
Yeah, I got to find a different Kang, I think. I saw some things saying that everyone was quick to jump the gun, and that is actually not true about... I mean, people can read between the lines, talk about Jonathan Majors. But I don't know.
I don't know. Those really text messages, why the fuck did you release them?
Yeah. Anyway.
Don't worry, I told them to tell... I said what you told me to say.
Yeah.
Good job.
Please don't hurt me.
God. Anyway. Moving on. Yeah, so Kang the Conqueror is like, let's fucking do a Mortal Kombat... Oh, no, he's not. He's like...
No, he's like, I'm done with your Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, he's like, fuck Mortal Kombat. I'm just gonna do what I intended to do anyway. And they're like, oh... Well, that's
you can't do that. He's like, I'm literally doing it right now.
He's like, yeah, well, we spent years doing Mortal Kombat, and then I just, like, thought to myself, why? And then I realized I could just do whatever I want. So, here I am. And then he's quite polite, because he's like, in 6 days, the world was created, and therefore... In 6 days' time, the world will be destroyed. And I was like, that's nice. He's given them a bit of time.
Yeah. Like, all right, look, he's firm, but he's fair.
Yeah. I mean, he literally says, and then mankind will rest in peace. And I was like, oh, that's nice. At least everyone will be laid to rest.
He's like, mankind will be served everlasting life.
But like, he sounds and looks really angry, but I kind of am bored with what he's saying, So yeah, they turn up, and then Johnny Cage, who is one of the
Cage.
Johnny Cage is there.
Johnny Cage?
He's there for 3 seconds because he's like, I'll stop them. And then Kang just snaps his neck. And it's just like so underwhelming because I guess like it kind of set the tone for the film, because Mortal Kombat, I was expecting like, oh, this is going to be the 90s version of Hard R, you know, like really bad, low quality gore and right. blood and stuff, and this just was not that.
I know. I thought that as well, because I was like, but aren't you supposed to do like crazy?
Yeah, you meant to like pull his cock off or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, take his spine out and use it as a kebab stick and then, you know, dice him up into 5,000 pieces or something.
Get rip off his finger, turn it into a ring, and then propose to his mum or something. Like, yeah.
But then, yeah, he just doesn't.
He snaps his neck and then gently puts him down on, like, a weird throne. And I was like, oh, okay, so he's going to be resurrected or something at the end? Because he's on this weird throne? That must mean something. Nope.
Nope, never seen him again.
He's just dead.
He's gone.
But yeah, look, I don't have loads of notes. Because I've got some good. Like, if you've got some good stuff, I mean, should we do our classic, let's quickly run through the story and then just talk about funny stuff?
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Because so
I don't know how quick we'll get through the story because I certainly don't really know what happened.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like
they've got an amount of days to like stop Shao Kang and I think it's Shao Kang. I'm sure that's what his name was. I don't
Shao
know.
Shao Kang and his dad.
And his dad, but we don't know about his dad to begin with.
Yeah,
so all we know is, so in the beginning, it's like, we did the Mortal Kombat, and that means, as it said in the exposition at the beginning, that Earth is safe for one more generation, and the bad guys of the outworld, which, you know, is basically like the underworld, kind of, it's good because they will leave us alone for a generation, and we won't see them again. And then they just open the portals. And somebody literally says, well, I thought we closed those portals. And then Raiden is like, what was closed can be opened again.
They're like,
I was like, yeah, the but point, then? They're not allowed, are they?
Yeah, yeah. Isn't that the whole point of
Isn't that kind of the God? Point?
There's
that whole film that just before, was there, yeah. Was there no point to that?
It's so good. So they come down, they snap Johnny Cage's neck, and they're like Raiden and Liu Kang and all that. They're
the
like,
posse.
The posse. They're like, fuck me, let's bloody get out of here. And then they just run away. Because there's an army of.
Yeah, because the bad ninjas. Guys. The Lycra ninjas, yeah. Because the bad guys do that thing where they're like, we will crush you and you will die right here, right now. Ha 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 ha. But I've got a meeting at 6, so I'm going to head off.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm going to let my boys here handle it. Don't worry, they're all like nameless NPCs, but I'm sure that they're going to just wipe the floor with you. But I've got to go. Me and my generals as well. We've all got to dip. I'm really sorry. I did double book, so I'm going to head out and you know, enjoy eternal life, guys, because that's what we're promising everyone.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, I always find it so weird when they do that because it's like a boss fight in a different kind of game, like not in the Mortal Kombat games. I assume. Where, like, you're fighting the boss, and then the boss jumps away to somewhere where you can't attack them for a moment, and then you have to fight a wave of like, little easy mobs. And then the boss comes back in. So he's just like, nah, I'm going to go. You guys deal with them. I don't really want to do it. Bye. It's like, you snap one of their necks, like, already. Just kill the rest.
Yeah, he's like, these guys are much more underpowered than I am. Bye.
Yeah, I guess because...
It's so weird.
Because Raiden was there, but he was just like, we don't really see him do much. He's like, I'm not going to let you do this. And then he fires like a beam out of his finger. But then one of the generals or whatever they are at the back just sort of is like blocking it with her cape or something like that. It's just like so much stuff where you're like, what is this? What is going on? You know
so
what I mean?
Good. Yeah, they run off. Johnny Cage is dead. There's a woman without a bra on that's like, no, and then they're like, come on, we must leave.
Yeah,
and so they run into like a little cave, and Raiden like closes off the entrance,
And then some secret tunnels.
Secret tunnels. So then...
secret tunnels.
So that... secret tunnel.
Anyway.
Secret tunnel. Yeah, you set me up.
yeah.
So then they're having a conversation. They're like, Raiden says to whoever it is, one of the female leads, he's like, if you touch your mum, who's one of the evil generals, by the way, I guess if we'd watched the first one, then maybe we'd
realize that. Because it's like, oh, she's supposed to be dead, but she's one of the evil generals.
Yeah, I don't get it.
If you touch your mum, lad.
He's like, hey, yo, if you touch your mum, you gotta fucking shut him up, blood. He's like, fucking shut him. but yeah, so he's like, if you touch your mum, then the portals will close and everything will be fine for some reason.
For some reason.
And they're like, why does that make sense? That seems like a trap that the villains have made up. He's like, no, that's what it is.
Don't. Yeah, believe me, I'm an all-powerful being called Raiden.
Yeah.
And I shoot bolts of light out my fingers. They're like, I just caused that cave in, so, I mean, if you're going to question me, buddy, it's at your risk.
Because later on, jumping ahead slightly, it turns out that they just, that was a lie to like, trap them, basically.
Yeah. And which, by the time it got to that point, it took me a second to realize that's what they were saying, because I really wasn't that invested. And then I was like, what? Oh, whatever.
Because it's like, he realized he got that they touched the mum, that the daughter like kisses the mum on the head, and then she wakes up and she's like, ha 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 ha, fool. And then they do a little bit of fight and then they run away. And Raiden's like, what the fuck? That should have worked. And everyone there's like, why didn't that work? And he goes, I don't know. The gods must not have lied to me. Or like, the gods wouldn't have lied to me. And I was like, bro, it was a trap. Like, how, like, this guy's a fucking idiot.
But why? Why was this trap? Because that was like, from the beginning, from the outset, that this was a thing. Why have all the trouble of having a trap for them when they were right in front of them at that time? Just kill them while they're there.
The plot makes no sense.
He's just like, I'm going to destroy the world. Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. By the way, you can stop me, but only if you get them to kiss, to like touch the mum. You've got to get her to touch her mum over there, but we're going to go away now. Whee! And then they go there and she's like, oh, Blade touched my mum. I've fixed it. And he's like, ha ha, you sprung my trap. And they're like, so why? Why did you send us like all the way around this way to like? Aren't we just kind of in the same position we were in? He's like, yeah, but it was my trap though, and it worked.
So good. So then they're having a conversation in these caves. Obviously, prior to this, and that's when Raiden's saying about you've got to kiss your mum, and then, then. They get sprung on by Predator if he was a 1950s Doctor Who villain.
Yeah.
Just like, what the fuck is that?
I know. So... It must be something from the games, because, like, it's so weird because it's such a, like, non-unique kind of enemy. Like, there's nothing that kind of makes you feel like, ooh, this is someone important. Character.
Yeah,
but at the same time, it looks like they tried to... Yeah, exactly, like a Predator kind of thing or something, but it's just so weird. You're like, what are they... Who is this? What are they fighting?
Yeah. Just so weird. So then they, like, that's the... Like, some of them fight, and then some of them... Do they run away, or do they, like, get split up?
I don't remember. They get split up somehow. And... Well, so I remember this super weird thing, because I watched the beginning of this a few days ago, and then I watched the rest of it today, and I totally forgot that this was something in the film. But they travel around underground in giant hamster balls.
Like,
they're just like, oh, this will take us where we need to go. And it's just a giant metal ball that, like, two people could fit in and get squashed together in. and it just like speeds away down the tunnel, and it's just a giant hamster ball. It's like super weird. I don't understand.
They do this thing where like it's like Liu Kang and basically Elektra, and
Her name's Katana, I think.
Yeah, we all know who it's better be. Michelangelo. they're like in the weird hamster ball. They're flying through the air.
Yeah.
Although they're not. The scene behind them is vaguely moving, and they're just stood still while a fan blows on them. And she's like, "Hold on to me," and he's like weirdly, like cuddling up to her.
It's
like,
yeah.
I was like, is he gonna start kissing her neck or something? It's like really weird.
Yeah. He was like, "Hey, you told me to hold on to you. I'm here."
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
but so they just go in these hamster balls, and then Raiden's like, "I need to go and have a chat with the elder gods," as you do. You need to go to like some temple or something, because they're the ones. Because at first I was like, "Well, who's enforcing all these rules about combat and stuff? Like, what's going on?" But he's like, "Oh, the elder gods are the ones that like host the rules, and they're the ones who enforce them. So I've got to go and be like, hey, do you know this is happening? And if not, can you do something, please?"
Yeah.
Which I thought was just so weird, because, like, I mean, whatever, like, we get further into it anyway. So I think, so Katana, I think, is Katana is the woman who, her mum is the one on the other
could
team,
be
right? The bad guys.
Could
I think it's
be.
Katana, because they keep saying about how like the princess is the key, and about how it's like, oh, her and the mum, if they reunite, then, you know, that's when the portals go away and whatever. But then I was like, okay, but why are they talking about it like it's a, because they're saying like, oh, it's the prophecy, like it was foretold, like the princess is the key. And I was like, okay, so you're telling me that there was a prophecy that foretold that you'd be in the situation where after Mortal Kombat was done and he was beaten, that Shao Kahn was like, all right, well, I'm just going to do it anyway. And then the key to stopping him was this woman. So is anyone surprised this has happened? Because clearly the prophecy, it must have been, because otherwise, how would they know that the princess is the key for this? It had to be a prophecy that was like, once Mortal Kombat has been won and Shao Kahn is a dickhead and he summons the portals, the princess will be the key to it. And they're like, oh, cool. And then he does it and they're like, I can't believe he would do that. Good thing we've got a prophecy about it. But then I guess the prophecy was just... But if that was all fake... hang on a minute.
You're just
if
like that was, working this all
there's,
out.
There's more layers.
Time in your head.
Yeah, more layers. Because if that was fake, that means that Shao Kahn planted early on a prophecy that would warn people that even if he lost, he would still do the portals thing anyway. So why? So he was setting up this trap way in advance. For what reason?
And
I mean, what even
happened?
The trap
doesn't even do anything.
The trap didn't do anything, right? Like, what was the point? Just to throw them on a wild goose chase? Just kill them.
Because he was like, oh, it's an ambush. Because he's discussing with his dad. Oh, by the way, his dad is there. He's like, he goes back to his castle and he's like, haha, I did good. And then he's like, didn't I? Father, and then this ghostly figure, like,
Shao Kahn, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and then he like pops out the shadows, and then his dad's like, I'm not quite proud of you yet. And then Shao Kahn's like, mark my words, father.
He's like,
you will
Dad.
Be proud of me. Yeah, it's so dumb. But he's like, oh, yes. Everything's working according to plan because we're going to ambush them. And I was like, some fucking ambush, because they turn up, they see her mum like laying on a stone table or something. She goes,
which again, her mum was like up and about before, right?
Yeah. So I guess she maybe she thought this was like the real version of her mum or something. Because she's like, you're not my mum.
You're not my mother.
Yeah. But yeah. So she's lying down. She gives her a little kiss. And then she pops up and she's like, ha ha ha, fuck you. And they do like a little fight. The good guys win. Oh, and she's like there with someone else who's evil, who like double crosses them at some point.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, because we're skipping ahead a little, but also nothing really happens in that time. The group just before that had split off and then come back together.
Yeah,
during
yeah.
that time where they split off, Katana, who was that lady, the princess or whatever,
yeah.
she got taken and then leaving Liu Kang on his own. Liu Kang, like, comes across this woman called, like, Jade something. Like,
oh, Jade. Yeah, yeah.
I think it's just Jade, or is it just like, yeah, yeah. It's like Jade ass kicker or something like that. And then she like joins the team and she's like, hey, I'm a good guy. And he's like, all right, cool. And then they meet back up with the team. And I can't remember how they get Katana back, but then they go and do all the other stuff. And then Jade ass kicker is just like, haha, I was evil the whole time. And you're like, all right. I mean, what, you traveled like a mile with us, so...
Yeah.
I mean, sure. We'll just... I don't really care.
Yeah, so they do... Oh, and surprise, also, no. while they were split off, another notable thing that happens is like... But it's woman with no bra on.
Oh yeah, woman with the pokey nips.
Yeah, I don't know who's like what her character is. I can't remember. They don't really say it.
And look, this isn't us being disgusting men. That literally, she's every scene she's in, she might as well fight with them. She's poking the nips out. It's literally just like that's. There's nothing to her character, and look, it just feels like they. I actually genuinely wondered whether they put like the fake, they put like fake things on to be like, no, her character has to have pointy ass nips. And that's it.
Well, it's the thing of like, you know, sometimes you watch a film and like the actor isn't wearing a bra, and you know, and it's not for like any reason otherwise other than. It's just probably the actor's not wearing a bra. Like, that's sure. it. They didn't want to, or they just... It's easier not to. But you can tell. It's so obvious with this that it's like, no, no, you're not wearing a bra, and you're wearing a white top. Yeah.
Yeah, she's like, I actually kind of think I'd want to, like, maybe actually wear a
yeah.
bra. I think
especially if I'm doing kung fu.
You yeah, know, if I'm jumping around about. A lot, like, I just think it would be, and they're like, no.
And then, not only that, so she's off with Jax, the guy with robot arms. Not robot arms, robot sleeves, because he just takes them off at one point.
We'll get into that. He is one of my favourite characters yeah, in this.
But they're off. Dude, they're off in having a little adventure, and then someone, I can't remember who, another female character jumps up and like kicks her to the floor, and then she gets up and
oh yeah,
I noticed that like her back, her, you know, her pristine white top was yeah. like the back of her was like really muddy, and I was like, are they just is that. Like, was that deliberate? Are they just gonna, like, next scene, she's just cleared again? But no, the woman with no bra on and another random female character have a fucking mud fight. And I was yeah. like, oh my, this is the most yeah. sexual exploitation I've seen since watching the race scene in Fast X. Like, this is just, just like... Come on.
It like, literally is. Yeah, I completely forgot about that. Yeah, they do just literally like, just have a roll a tussle in the mud.
It's just like, you know, the fucking, the, oh, spoilers for No Way Home. But when Tobey Maguire's yeah. Spider-Man turns up at the portal and the entire cinema was like, yeah, it's yeah. that. But all the men in the cinema when they have the mud fight.
They're like, wait, lads, I see a mud pit.
Yeah, yeah,
oh,
hang on.
I see a mud pit.
Hang on, lads. Our back's a bit muddy there. Do you reckon? Oh, hold my
on.
God.
Hold on. She's doing it. She's doing a hip throw. She's on the ground, lads.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's just, yeah. But yeah, no, I forgot about that. That is literally, yeah, that is true.
And then, of course, the next scene that she literally, that she's all muddy and she goes like, oh, I gotta go find a river to clean off. And then as soon as she said that, like 100 Lycra ninjas start chasing them. They're like, oh no. But the next scene you see her, she's like perfectly clean and in pristine condition again. And you're like, When did she have time to do that?
The Lycra ninjas were like, all right, look, we'll let you clean up.
Yeah.
Well, go on. Go on, then.
Go on. We had
we'll
our
let
fill.
You clean up. We I need watching. To sharpen my bloody sword anyway. Oh, God.
We saw what happened. We've had our fill.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Another point. When just before Katana gets kidnapped, Scorpion is the one who shows up to kidnap her. So then he says the line where it's just like, again, if you had no knowledge of Mortal Kombat, then some people would, I guess, would say, why are you watching the film? But there have been other good films, like video game films since that still make sense. As
supposedly the not prequel, but the film that came before this is like still considered the best faithful adaptation of a video game movie. That's probably changed now because of all the modern films.
Yeah.
But for a long time, up until probably like, I mean, what was the last good one?
I mean, Mario was good.
Mario was good.
Something I'd never thought I'd say.
Yeah. I know, wild. Maybe Mario.
I know what you mean. There's something else recently. Oh, well, I mean Last of Us and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. But prior to that, every video game thing, like live action thing that they did, whether it was TV or film, was just garbage and everyone hated it. And Mortal Kombat 1997 was still considered like, oh, this is the most faithful, best version that we have. Like, this one's all right.
Yeah. So maybe the bar was... Maybe the bar was just that low.
Yeah.
Or it was actually genuinely good, yeah. But yeah, so Scorpion just... He shows up and all he says is, get over here! And then... attempts to do his grabby thing. It doesn't work, and then he just steals Katana and dips. And I was like, what? That was all he said? And it just seemed so out of place, like it was so silly. And then I think he is then the one later who then gets killed, literally by, like, I think it's Shao Kahn.
Yeah, he just chucks him in the fire.
He gets angry at him because... he said that he, like, killed a couple people or something. And he's like, you fucking dickhead. You killed them, did you? And he's like, well, yeah, I thought that's what, like, we're doing or, like, you wanted me to do. And then he just chucks him in the fire and he dies. I was like, isn't he supposed to be one of the most iconic characters in the fucking franchise? And he just goes, to the fire and dies. I was like, all right. Whatever. I don't care.
Talk about Jax.
So, again, super weird. It just felt so, like, out of place. So, I don't remember what her name is. I don't want to just keep calling her Nips Lady or something, but...
woman that's not wearing a bra is also misogynistic.
Yeah, just it's just generic woman.
Look, I'll look because her up. So, no, I'll look up is, what it, her character
okay.
is.
Okay, so, so many characters in this. For it being Mortal Kombat, which, for everything I've seen, you have very, like, contrasting, different, creative, interesting-looking characters who all do crazy shit. And so much of the cast is just random, boring-ass-looking, plain people who just don't really do anything. They just go, yeah, and punch some people. I was like, oh, like, what is this? So she's just, like, generic woman who rolls around in the mud at one point. You know what I mean?
So she is Sonya Blade.
Yeah.
She is the blonde one.
Yes.
And she is the one that's, like, She's always next to Johnny Cage, the guy who's a movie star, but
right. But what do you mean always next to him?
Like she's always. Oh no! Wait, no. Sorry, that's a different character. Cassie Cage. Okay, I don't know who Sonya Blade is,
but yeah, her name is Sonya. Anyway. Yeah.
Sonya. There we go. We've given her a name.
Sonya. But yeah, so she. I don't remember if they say why or anything, but she just goes to this, like, facility that's just dead. It's completely abandoned and goes into a room, and there's just this guy with massive robotic arms just lying on the table. And I was like, what is this place? Where, like, what is going on? Like, she just went into this random abandoned building, and he's lying there on the table like he's taken a nap. And then he's just like, oh, is that time already? Oh, haven't seen you in a while. How you doing? You're like, what the fuck is going on? And she's like, I've got to break you out of here. They're coming. They're coming to get me. I was like, what's he doing there? What's going on? And but then it kind of turns out that, like, because then she says some line about, like, oh, everyone's abandoned the facility. Everyone's run away. And I was like, I guess because of, like, oh, basically hell is kind of descending or merging into Earth or whatever. And then he's just like, never mind that. Look at my cool arms that I've gotten. Look at them. They're big robotic arms. They're very cool. She's like, yeah, I don't give a fuck. We need to get out of here. So he rips off all of his, like, restraints and stuff. And then they have to fight another predator guy. I don't know if it's the same one or if it's just a different one in yellow, but they have to fight one of them.
It's just a Power Ranger.
He's basically a Power Ranger, yeah.
Yeah.
And he has all these different, like, crazy abilities. It's kind of the closest you get to, like, a Mortal Kombat thing where he, like... And again, I think it's because they're just, you know, it's a movie and they're too precious about their characters to kill anyone off. So they just kill off this random, like, this random enemy grunt who came in. And then he gets hit with this acid spray instead. So then he just literally... All the flesh dissolves and then the muscle and then the bone and everything, and he just dissolves into nothing. And I was like, right, that right there is the most Mortal Kombat that we're going to get in this
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, literally.
That's it.
Literally. It's just it's just, yeah. I know we've mentioned it, but it was just a bit disappointing. I was just like, yeah. Aw.
I know, I wanted to see some crazy... That's the thing you want to see, like, some absolutely mental, ridiculous deaths, because that's what Mortal Kombat is known
yeah.
for. That's the whole point. That's why everybody, you say Mortal Kombat, people go, ha, fatality, because that's the thing.
Or they go, finish me.
Yeah, finish me.
They drop
please.
Their pants.
Please.
Yeah. Please. Please.
Anyone, finish me, please.
Just in the street. Please.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Finish me.
Why does this sound like Batman?
Rachel, please. Finish me.
Please.
Please, Rachel.
Where are they?
Where is she?
I need her to finish me.
I'm not going to finish you, Batman. I'm going to leave you on the edge.
No, Joker, please.
No, Joker, finish me.
Finish me. Hey, Batman. Ever heard of edging?
No, Togo, no.
This is like a proper shit post.
No, Togo, no, you see, please.
I'm just going to edge you, Batman.
I'm just
like a horny man. I wouldn't know what to do if I came.
Oh god.
Joker, no!
It's like, oh, what's the line where he's like,
"You're a scum who edges for cash." don't talk like one of them.
Because you're not. No one.
It's like, not. No, you edge me. No, all right. We're just putting it into quotes at this point.
This city just showed you that it's full of people ready to believe.
Ready to come.
And ready to come, yeah.
we can just fucking bit off the Mortal Kombat and do this for the next 15-20 minutes.
Yeah. Oh. God damn.
Nobody cared who I was till I came.
I know.
Nobody cared who I was until I pulled one off. Nobody cared who I was till I put on the cock ring.
Oh my god.
Anyway, yeah.
I adopted the edging. I was born in it.
By the time I came,
I was but a young man. And by then it was only blinding. Why? Why have I got to this? Oh, man. That'll make a good clip.
I'll tell you what,
our clips recently, I've looked at some of them and I'm like, dude, this is where the level of sexual content is just way too
clear,
high.
It's clear we're both frustrated.
No.
Finish me, please.
Finish me, please. All right. Anyway, more interesting than this bloody film.
Yeah, so the film ends with a badass CGI dragon fight.
Oh, fucking hell. There was a point when I, again, like with a couple of these films we've done, I started falling asleep and I had to put it back a little bit. And I was like, what's going on? Some bullshit where, like, Raiden goes to visit the Temple of the Elder Gods. And for some reason, because they're pricks, the Elder Gods are like, you only get 3 questions. And he's like, all right, well, here's my questions. Why is he just going against the rules? I thought you were supposed to be upholding them. What's going on with that? And they're like, humans are a bit shit, though, aren't they? And he's like, yeah, but these are the rules, like... They're all right. Can we just, like, not do this? And they're like, well, everyone has the power to change that. And he's like, no, they don't. That's why I'm here talking to you.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? You're you're literally the elder gods. What are you doing? And they're like, nah, don't want to do it. you can fix it yourself. He's like, what's the point in the rules then? All right, whatever.
It's great though because at some point Liu Kang meets a werewolf and the werewolf's like, you could be a werewolf too if you try hard enough. You've got 3 tests to pass. And he goes, all right. And then,
oh yeah, this is when I was like falling asleep, so I don't really remember much of this. But
he meets a werewolf. The werewolf's like, oh, you've got to do pass three tests. That's where we see Jade
show up. Yeah.
And he's like, oh, you find the animal within you. And then he does, because it comes to the last final fight. It's Liu Kang versus Kang the Conqueror. Liu Kang is like, well, you'd never you'd never think I'd do this. And he just turns into, like, the worst fucking CGI dragon. And then Kang's like, oh, yeah? Well, I'll turn into a slightly more disgusting CGI dragon. And then you're like, can they do that? I didn't realize that was a...
Dude, the bit where, like, it's a close-up on Liu Kang's face, and he just opens his eyes, and his eye is, like, reptilian, and I was like, what? Hang on, huh? What's happening? Yeah. And he just turns into a dragon, and I was like, bro, where did this come
so
from?
So good. And then they Why fight.
Is he, this is like Dragon Ball Z shit, where he turns into that weird
monster. Yeah. Oh, man. But it's so fucking good because he like, they're doing kung fu, but it's two shit CGI dragons. they look like GIFs from fucking Snapchat or something. You just like have a little funny dragon doing kung fu in the corner. It was so bad. And then, so they're doing a fight. Liu Kang's about to get thrown off a tower or something. I don't know. They're at a temple. And then he drags Kang the Conqueror down. And they both hit the floor and turn into regular humans or whatever again. And then at this point, the elders turn up and they're like,
oh my God.
Kang, they're like, Kang, you've broken the rules of Mortal Kombat. Your punishment? Mortal Kombat! It's like, what?
So good. Because it turns out that Shao Kang's dad is, and it's what we were kind of saying before, Shao Kang's dad is an elder god. And he's being a bit of a knobhead and decided to, like, I don't know, help him or something. So he's like, he's kind of watching all the stuff that's going on and then being like, yeah, go get him, kid. You do that. And for some... Oh, I just had like a weird Discord thing there.
Yeah, I heard that.
That's so weird. It just went... Bleh! Anyway. So, you get this weird thing where for some reason Raiden has to like give up his supernatural powers.
I don't know why
he had to do that. I kind of missed what that was about. But it basically means that he just gets a snazzy haircut and shows up because he has long hair, and then he just shows up and he's like, hey guys, I'm mortal now, fellow kids. And
he's like, hey guys, I'm in my midlife crisis phase.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Raiden just hits his midlife crisis and shaves his hair down to like short, spiky kind of thing. And he's like, I'm cool now, like the kids, right?
It's not just that. He's like fucking, he's gone from white flowing robe with long, luscious white hair to bleach blonde, short, spiky hair with sleeveless leather vest.
It's like, a real glow up, if you ask me. So then he does the dramatic thing where he's like, it's that thing where they discover it's all a trap or whatever. I think it's around that time. And then they're talking about how they fought some people before, and they see like this little dragon tattoo on Raiden's back, and then they're like, oh, I've seen that before on some people that we fought. And then he's like, when they died, did it go off their skin and fly away? And I was like, all right, bit of a jump. And then she was like, yeah, that's exactly what happened. And he's like, oh, that's because it was basically like a temporary visa for them to travel through the portal, and it could only be bestowed by an elder god. So Shao Kang's dad is an elder god. And they were like, how do you know all this? And he was like, because Shao Kang is my brother. I was like, how? What, you didn't mention any of this before? Like, ever? All right, whatever, whatever. I think they even question it in that. They're like, why didn't you say anything? But
he's like, lol, I don't know.
He's like, I don't care. Look, I shaved my head, mate. I don't really care.
Look at me, I'm cool now. I'm going to buy a Mustang.
Got to drive it loudly at 1 a.m.
Yeah, down up Leamington.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to accelerate between speed
but anyway, yeah, so because of all this, when they're doing a big fight and Liu Kang's kind of beating the shit out of Shao Kang. We could call him Shao Kang. Is he definitely called Shao Kang? Are we just could saying be. The wrong name? Or is it Shao Kahn? I think it's Shao Kahn, right? Shao Kahn? Yeah, yes. It's Shao Kahn.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
So, doesn't matter. If we annoyed you with it, good.
No, it's Liu Kang.
Yeah, Liu Kang, but Shao Kahn is the name of the bad guy.
Oh, right.
Not Shao Kang the Conqueror.
Oh, right. Okay, I understand.
Yeah, but yeah, so he's getting his ass beat, even though he turned into a giant slimy Hydra kind of creature. He's getting his ass beat, and then his dad is like, all right, well, I'll just do it myself then. And he goes to, like, Darth Sidious fucking puts his hands out as if he's going to force electrocute him. And then, yeah, the other two, because I assume there's, like, I don't know how many ancients there are, whatever they're called, but two of them just show up and put their hands on his shoulders, and he's like, shit. All right. I can explain. But he just puts his hands down, and he's like, all right, I'm done. They got me now. That's it. And then the Eternal guys are like, I mean, there's only really one way we know how to do this. Solve any issue. They're just like, figure out who gets the last, like, cookie. And they're like, Mortal we shall decide Kombat. It by Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. And then, so the end is fucking gold because, so Liu Kang wins.
Pretty easily, to be honest.
Pretty easily, yeah. And Raiden's dad just folds into a box.
Oh yeah, he gets like oh god, you know the old like Superman shit.
Where they
get sent to the negative dimension,
yeah.
Or whatever, and they like go onto like a, it's kind of like that but way worse. And
way just get, like, worse.
He just gets folded into a box and then implodes, disappears on himself. So weird.
So good. You're like, yeah all right. Because everyone else turns into a little dragon and then flies away. And he was just like, I'm going to turn into a box.
Yeah.
But yeah, the end is golden. Because it's like, we've done it. We've saved the universe. And then it's like, cut to next scene or whatever. Next day. Who knows? It's daytime now. And Raiden's there. And they're like, the gods are like, Raiden, you could be super cool like us. And he's like, all right, sweet. Let me just say goodbye to my friends.
Well, no, because he was actually dead.
Yeah.
Because he went to go and face Shao Kang and be like, brother.
Yeah.
You're a dickhead. And then he just blasts his ass like,
he's like, no,
because I never understand why they do this in films. He just, like, no self-preservation. He walks up and he's like, you know, I don't have any of my powers or whatever, but I'm going to stand up to you, Shao Kahn. And then Shao Kahn's like, all right, kills him. And they're like, no, he's dead. And he's dead. But then the elders, like, go to his dead body and then revive him. And they're like, I mean, slot's open because your dad's no longer in it. So if you want it, then nepotism wins out.
Yeah. It's so good, though, because he's like, all right, let me just go say goodbye real quick. So he's like, everyone's there. And he's basically goes like, this is the end of the film. Raiden goes up to the group of them. He's like, remember, be kind to each other. Turns into dust. And then that's it. Like, and then the logo just goes, shoo, do, 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 do. And I was like, are you, no way, no way, that's the end.
And the effect that they put on him when he gets revived.
Yeah.
Where, like, Because the elder people are all like different elements. So you've got like a water one and a fire one. He's supposed to be like, I guess maybe earth, but he kind of just looks like sand.
Yeah.
They just got this weird kind of effect on him that's just like, I don't know what it's trying to be, but it's so bad.
Also, he's the lightning god. Why isn't he like electricity or something?
They were like, oh, sorry, the lightning guy's spot was taken.
Yeah. You can have dirt if you want. You could have shit dirt.
Yeah, they're like, no, you got to work your way up the elder ladder, buddy.
Yeah.
What? We're not just gonna give you like the cool ones. You got to work your way up there.
Yeah, we all started being crap CGI dirt. You have to do it too.
And you know how you get there? Mortal Kombat.
You know how you get there?
Finish me.
Finish me.
But bad film good?
No, bad film bad. No, I just, it's not one that I even enjoyed in like a funny way. I was falling asleep. I was just like, I laughed at stuff, sure, because of the terrible like choreography or the terrible CGI or the Mr. Big Metal story. Arms just going, you like some of that, huh?
He just fucking takes off his sleeves.
But does he take them off, or is it... Because I thought what happened was, when they beat Shao Kahn, and then the elders are like, congratulations, you did it. And then the world... you just see, like, this hellscape just go... Change back to, like, the Golden Gate Bridge. Everything changes back to being normal Earth stuff, and then all the people like materialize back on Earth or something.
Yeah.
And he's just there without his arms. So I guess the elders were just like, yeah, the arms are a bit shit, mate. Just, you're already ripped. Just be fine with that.
No, because no.
Does he take them off?
He takes them off in the fight because he like loses one. Because the guy, like...
Oh, God, I don't remember.
He's fighting the guy with four legs that's, like, a centaur or whatever. And the guy, like, whips him with his tail and one of his arms, like, gets beaten off.
Finish me!
And then he's, like... Because earlier on in the film, Raiden was like, you don't need your arms. They're not your weapon. You just have to believe in yourself.
Yeah. You just gotta use like, your heart.
Yeah, yeah. And he's losing the fight. And then he goes, I believe in myself. And then literally rips off the metal sleeve. Or I say metal, the rubber painted silver sleeve. Yeah. He just like tears it off. And then he's got his arms. And then he's punching the centaur guy.
I just love that guy because he's literally just, there was a bit off screen. Like, he's like, slightly off screen, the focus is on somebody else where they're fighting something, and he's in the background just going, punch, and he's just going to town. This one guy is punching him, like, and he's just stood there like, what are you doing, mate? And he's like, punch. So dumb.
Oh, he's good.
Bad film, not good. I
feel the opposite. Like, I thought it was so fucking insane and dumb and bad that I loved it. So I'm going to say bad film, good. You'll have a good time, I reckon. Unless you fall asleep, you'll have a good time. But that's about everything. Next week, we are doing Inspector Gadget.
Ooh, cool. Yeah. I like that.
You remember that?
I like that.
Yeah. You can watch that on Disney Plus if you want to watch that before we...
Disney bloody Plus, mate. Disney because we... I don't remember if we said it last week, but fuck Netflix. We're trying not to do too many Netflix stuff.
Yeah, fuck Netflix.
Because
they're just
dickheads.
Yeah, fuck them.
Like, we were in the middle of watching something, and then we go to watch it, and it's like, oh, you're not in the right household, are you? we're like, fuck off, man. Come on, like, just because you're in billions of debt, you're not doing anything interesting enough to, you know... I just, and then the whole thing where, like, because for some reason it still works on Rice's laptop. Don't rat us out, by the way.
I'm emailing them right now.
It's furious typing. she was watching it on there, and the quality is absolute dog shit because it's not the package where you can, it's like, oh, you can get, you can have Netflix, yeah, but you want Netflix standard definition? no, my friend, you need to pay us more money to actually see the expressions on people's faces. Oh, it's really God, fucking so dumb.
Fucking shit. Yeah,
it's like, so, don't they have the thing where it's like with ads as well now? I don't know. Maybe
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure, but it's some fuck bullshit.
Basically, so yeah, that's why there's some more obvious films that we could do, but we're not. So Inspector Gadget next week on Disney Plus. If you want to keep up to date, we're on TikTok and Instagram at BadFilmGood, or one word. Mm-hmm. We do little clips. If you want to help out the show, you could share those clips around, or you could give us a 5-star review. That'd be really nice. Give us 5 Mortal Kombat. My voice is gone. So I can't.
Yeah.
That was like, the, yeah, imagine, like... could you imagine if the game franchise would not be the same if it was, instead of like the guy shouting at the top of his lungs, it was just me going, Mortal Kombat.
Or like the Simpsons thing was like, Mortal Kombat.
But yeah, as always,
rate that mud pit fight out of 5.
Oh yeah, 5. Yeah. Let's get all the horny listeners out. Let's just have
sex sells, man.
100% white male dominated audience.
Let's go.
But yeah, as always, we'll end it with.
You're supposed to go
AI Wars, baby.
Yeah, yes.
If you don't know what it is, tough shit. I'm not explaining it this time. What have you got? Oh, do you want me to go first?
Yeah, you go first.
I've got the salad cat meme.
Oh, yeah.
And it is... So the lady pointing at the cat, she's crying. She goes, "Fuck your mom," and he goes, "Fuck you all." And that's it.
God's
what
sake.
Have you got?
I've got one that I'm going to add a little bit of like.
No, can't add.
No. I'm not adding. I'm not adding words. Let me finish my uploaded sentence, mate. All right. I'm just in terms of performance. I'm going to read this as it came across in my head, with like a southern accent.
I don't know about this.
Please don't be offended, anybody who's southern, because the text doesn't make sense. It says, "Don't y'all ever let nobody tell you that you're being a clown."
Nah, I don't know about that.
And it's overlaid over an image of a buff naked dude holding his dick and fading away into dust.
All right, you win.
Because it says, "Don't y'all ever let nobody tell you that you're being a clown."
Don't y'all ever let no one tell Don't you. Don't y'all
ever
clown.
Let nobody tell you that I'm being a clown. Right.
It's just a buff dude.
Hold your penis, dude. Away in the dust. Just do
Finish
it.
Finish me.
Oh no, because that's a finish me, please. I'm dying.
Please, let me fuck that bunny.
No, this is not Space Jam.
But yeah, you win that one. All right, it's currently 7-5, but it's not. It's close. It's close.
Yeah.
It's not like it was. It's close. But yeah. That's about everything.
I suppose you could say that we've got a little Mortal Kombat of our own. You gotta be like that'll perfect.
Alright. Yeah, so anyway, what I was thinking was
you good? Do you break?
That mud fight though.
Oh, God, that was so fucking hot.
Aiden, we're still on the air.
Oh, no! Oh, we're still on the air. Stop the recording! Oh, shit! No.